This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This week approaching Independence Day marks a time when Vermont is hosting a lot of visitors, and many locals are taking some time off. For people who like to recreate on two wheels, a popular destination is the Island Line Bike Trail, which stretches from Burlington to South Hero. I hopped on a bike provided by the nonprofit Local Motion and met up with Emily Bodecker, the group's executive director, to hit the bike trail and see what it has to offer.
Well, we are heading out on a beautiful day here.
We started our ride at Airport Park in Colchester. The bikes that Local Motion rents are geared toward beginning riders, and Bodecker says the trail itself is a kind of one-size-fits-all.
Just about anybody can do.
Mostly flat surface. 3 miles.
Definitely keep an eye out for just rough spots on the trail.
Sure.
And things like that.
I'll let you sneak in behind me there.
The Colchester Causeway crosses Mallets Bay. It was built in 1899 by the Rutland Canadian Railroad to provide a quicker route to Burlington.
So we've just ridden out on the Colchester Causeway from Airport Park, and this is actually part of the 14-mile Island Line Trail. It starts in Burlington at Oak Ledge Park, and you have about 10 miles from downtown Burlington. 3 beautiful miles out here on the causeway. The causeway is actually a Colchester Park as well. And with the bike ferry, that gives you the hop and jump that you need to get over the cut and to South Hero and everything the islands have to offer.
That 200-foot gap allows boats to pass through. Soon the trees give way to a spectacular open water view on both sides of the causeway. Kevin Rose also joined us on the ride. He runs Local Motion's Trailside Center.
Makes for a good story, but we do get the young folks that think, I'll just jump it, or I'll swim across with my bicycle, and not knowing how much flotation you might get out of a narrow tire, I usually advise them it's like swimming with a 30-pound anchor in your hand.
Not the best idea.
Yeah, but I mean, it just looks so close.
There was once a swinging bridge across the cut, but it's gone now. And the channel is extremely busy with boat traffic throughout the summer.
All right.
We've arrived at the cut, where the causeway drops off into the water, and barriers keep bikers and walkers from going in. The story of the causeway is a comeback story. Many people worked to make it a park after it fell out of railroad use, but in the spring of 2011, the causeway was damaged by flooding.
The scene out here in the spring of 2011, really, it was devastation. If you look at the photographs, you can see a few lumps of the marble that were left, but really most of where we're standing right now was covered in water. And the flood stage of Lake Champlain is 100 feet. The prior record was 101 and change, and in the spring of 2011, the lake water was 103, more than 103 feet, and stayed there for a number of weeks. The combination of the water, the wind, moving sediment, moving rocks really destroyed a lot of what we're standing on today.
But people were able to, through some private donations and some other collaborative work, a lot of this was able to be restored.
It was. Local Motion was able to lead a beautiful community effort called The Big Fix that was assisted by FEMA funds to rebuild the causeway, by VTrans for the transportation infrastructure, the docks and the ferry that we have today. Incredible support from the three towns involved, South Hero as well, because this helps to connect there, and more than 500 individual donors and businesses who all helped support this. And in total, we raised $1.5 million, which will culminate this summer. After the rebuild in the causeway, the docks going in place, it's culminating this summer when we go to 7-day-a-week bike ferry service, and later when we even have a new bike ferry coming online.
We're seeing the bike ferry come in now, and we're going to get on that, but you mentioned that there is a new 7-day-a-week bike ferry service, and as they said in the movie Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat, and one is coming, right?
Absolutely, one is coming. So what you can see here today is the new docks that we have, and these are wave-attenuating docks. As well as the horizontal structure, there's a vertical structure going about 5 foot down into the water, and this means that we can have a stable loading and unloading platform even in some of the high wind and wave days. So we hope to be able to have continuous service. But the boats you can use today are the two workhorses that have been serviced for a number of years, and each one can carry 6 passengers. As part of the overall project, we were able to order a new bike ferry. It's actually just arrived in Vermont, and once that's fully outfitted and fully certified by the Coast Guard, we'll be able to carry 20 passengers and 16 bikes at a time.
Kevin Rose says the upgrades will make the service better.
It's a combination of the new ferry, the new boat, and the new docks with the wave attenuators. The previous operations that we had out here were limited to days when the wind, particularly the south wind, was below a certain speed. Whenever the south wind would get up to speed, we would have to shut down the operation. Now with the new wave attenuators, we can operate in all weather conditions, and that allowed us not only to operate on all weekend days, but also expand the service to weekdays as well.
A deckhand helps take payment from passengers and loads the bikes as the captain, Gary Kessler, gets things ready to go. Two friends out for a day trip are also on board with us.
It's part of the fun.
Well, Gary's one of our captains here, and so between Gary, Ed, Brian, then they're the three folks you're most likely to meet out here. We've also got some fabulous deckhands and other folks who have got, you know, I think a really good summer job lined up, helping
I'd
people
so.
On and off the ferry and across the cut.
Yeah. As we get started up here. We've got a couple of passengers with us. Can I ask your names?
Rita Walker.
And Kathy Tilly.
Have you guys ever ridden the ferry before, the bike ferry?
I have not. This is my first time.
I'm from Colchester. I've ridden it numerous times.
So you're out here with your friend today saying this is a great day to do it. And
yeah.
What did you think of the trail on the way in?
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Very cool. Yeah. Like it a lot.
What is it about getting out and bicycling that you love about, you know, this activity?
Oh, it's Vermont scenery. It's the exercise. It's the friends. It's everybody.
Enjoy the ride.
Well, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
And it's really interesting because, you know, we just scooted across here, and it is so close, but again, this is the only way to get across to complete the connection.
It is. You know, we played with ideas. Could we have a catapult? How could you get people across?
That would be difficult with the bike, I think.
It would. And actually, from where we're sitting here, Mitch, it's a great way to kind of have a look here and see what is underneath these docks. And from here, we can see the vertical going down into the water about 5 foot. And this, in fact, is what attenuates the waves, really calms. And even on a very still day today, you can see that the water here, in between the two spurs of the dock, is calmer than the water out there on the lake. And it is when we have lots of different riders coming through, when we have bikes unloading and loading, and to make sure we can accommodate as many people as possible, it's important to have this stable platform to dock.
Gary Kessler, the captain, agrees that stability is critical.
The weather at the cut goes from everything from beautiful, placid like this, hardly any winds, sun out, it's warm, and several hours later we can have clouds come in, thunderstorms, shut down the boat and wait for the weather to pass and then continue on our way.
Are you ever surprised that people bring their bikes out in almost any kind of weather?
I am surprised sometimes at the diehard nature of some of the bicyclists we see. Most people don't purposefully bring it out in bad weather, but out here you can get caught in it pretty quickly.
It can change pretty fast.
Yeah.
But on this day, luck and sunshine were on our side.
Emily Bodecker, this has been a real pleasure, and I mean that, being out on this gorgeous day here, out on the Island Line Trail, and thank you so much.
Mitch, it was great to have you out here today and show you one of the jewels of Vermont that everybody should discover.